Walmart is the world's largest private employer, and it is now facing what attorneys say is the biggest sex discrimination lawsuit in history. A federal judge in San Francisco has allowed a group of female plaintiffs to proceed with a class action lawsuit against Walmart stores. They charge the retailer systematically discriminated against women in pay, promotions, and training. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
U.S. District Judge Martin Jenkins awarded class action status to a case that dwarfs all prior civil rights lawsuits. Attorney Joe Sellers, a Washington, D.C. lawyer who represents the Walmart plaintiffs, says the ruling is historic.
It opens the courthouse door to 1.6 million women employees at Walmart.
The lawsuit, which covers virtually every female employee since late 1998, charges Walmart with a company-wide pattern of paying men more than women for the same work. Christine Kwapnowski, one of the plaintiffs spearheading the suit, encountered that salary gap as an employee of Sam's Club, a chain owned by Walmart. She often complained of unfairness, but got nowhere.
Males in the club that I'm at currently were paid way more than what I was. I had been with Sam's at that time 15 years. I was told that the male had a family to take care of.
In his ruling, Judge Jenkins said the plaintiffs had presented enough anecdotal evidence of pay disparities to warrant a class action trial. Again, plaintiff's attorney Joe Sellers.
The evidence that he found was evidence of discriminatory attitudes held or tolerated by management, and that those managers use gender stereotyping in making many of the promotion and compensation decisions, which ultimately resulted in the pattern of underpayment and underpromotions for women that we observed in the workforce data.
The lawsuit, which was filed 3 years ago, also alleges women were denied training opportunities. Walmart denies the charges, saying many female employees earn more than male coworkers. The retailer also alleges that fewer women than men apply for management positions. Walmart Chairman Rob Walton says the ruling will be appealed.
I haven't even seen the decision. It's a class certification decision, as I understand it, and we'll be appealing that. We think it's wrong, certainly. And so we'll just have to wait and see what an appeal court does.
Meanwhile, the plaintiffs say they'll push ahead, seeking a trial date. But most large class action lawsuits never get to trial. Instead, they're settled out of court. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.